Hey, we got Eric Chaltry on the phone with us again from Nestegg Marine in Marinette, Wisconsin. Eric, good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, fantastic to hear you too.
I understand that the fishing has picked up in the last few days. It's just kind of getting started. I wanted to give you a call and kind of see what was happening down on Green Bay and Lake Michigan there.
Well, like you said, it's just starting to get busy here. Actually, we got guys coming in the store right now trying to get all the loose ends done on their boats so that they can get out fishing. But like I said, the fishing has just started. Temperature is still, I think it was still hovering around 35 degrees, so it's still pretty cold out there. But there have been just a few reports on a couple browns and, in fact, a couple rainbows being caught, but not too many walleye as of yet.
Now, how far away are they from the Menominee River there?
They tend to hang out by the warmer discharge because the river's a little bit warmer than what the bay is. So if you find that stained water, depending on which way the wind's blowing, you kind of stay on that track, and you usually typically will find them, or anywhere near structure near the mouth.
And typically, what do they use? What are the fish cooperating on?
Anything, including spoons, like your smaller ones that are like 2.5 inches, like the ones that have a little bit more fluttering action, the lighter spoon.
Okay.
And then also, if you're running like the flicker shad, flicker minnows, or the Rapalas, you know, the brighter colors, because it's extremely dirty, obviously, here in the spring. So.
And when you say dirty, you mean just like a cloud to the water, a taint to the water?
Exactly, yep.
Well, I just want to clarify real quick. When you say the smaller spoon, you're still talking about trolling, though, right? You're not talking about casting spoons at all?
Nope, we're just talking about trolling.
Okay. All right, well, can you tell us how deep of water you're looking for, and then are they trolling how deep in the water column?
A lot of guys will stay in typically 12 feet or less.
Oh, really? So
anywhere in that depth range.
12 feet or less, and are they typically fishing right at the surface, or?
No, you want to get them down, you know, just a few feet above bottom, because that's where a lot of those fish are hanging out, because they obviously attack from underneath. So if you get the baits, you know, a few feet above the bottom, you'll catch them.
And do you typically troll at a salmon-type speed, 2.3, 2.6?
Right around, you know, I would probably max out at 2.2, but walleye, you want to go about 1.5, 1.7, and then when you get, you know, if you're trolling for browns, you want to speed up a little bit, 1.8 to 2.2.
Okay, so a little bit slower than the salmon, though, in the summertime, that
yep.
is. Metabolism's
yep.
probably a little
they're
slower.
They're a little bit more lethargic, so.
Right, right.
They're still waking up from winter.
Gotcha, yeah. And we're going to continue with Eric Chaltry from Nestegg Marine in our next outdoor report later this hour and talk about the Carolina catamarans. They're going to have one on display at the show. Wait till you hear all the details about it and why it's such a unique boat as well. So stay tuned for part two coming up right here later this hour on the Outdoor Show.